Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Now, this week you spoke about how God uses our ordinary gifts, but that came from questions that often you hear people say to you, like, but how can God use me?
Yes, because I'm not a speaker anywhere. I'm not out the front. I don't appear to have things that God could use, but God does. God, you don't know the love that you bear for your next door neighbor. That is exactly what God wants you to do. And we see it very much in, you know, when Jesus shares about how come into my kingdom, because when you saw me when I was hungry and you fed me, you yes. clothed me. Mm-hmm. And they go, when was that? He said, when you saw your fellow man. That, you know, when you did it for them, you did it for me. And sometimes that's all that God asks of us, to love God, to love our fellow men. What does he say? The two commandments to follow.
Yeah.
But God uses other things too that we don't even realize that he's using sometimes.
Because you shared the story in Luke chapter 19, which is Zacchaeus and the tax collector, and how he climbs the sycamore tree and Jesus sees him and says, I'm coming to your house tonight. But you gave us a different perspective in often the focus is on Zacchaeus himself, Jesus spotting him in the crowd. But your perspective was on the tree.
Yep.
And about how whoever planted this tree
years before,
20 to 40 years ago, because you said that's how long it takes.
Oh, no, it could have been 100 years. Because it could be a 100 years old tree, couldn't it not?
Yeah.
But it was still planted years before, at least 20 to 40 years.
So whoever planted that tree, amazing to think that, wow, all these years later, this tree was what Zacchaeus used
to get up to see Jesus.
So Jesus could see him.
Yes.
Yeah. And so that gives us a new perspective of, so what do we do today
that plant we
that
plant
in years
now,
to come we'll see the fruit of
in the future
what we're
help
doing.
Someone.
Yes. And I think it gives us a different perspective, and I would suggest it gives us what we would call a kingdom perspective of that what I do now can affect someone in the future who I may never meet, not until we get to heaven. That when I'm using my gifts, I'm actually building the kingdom of God, because he wants us to use our giftings about who we are. By using our giftings, we're becoming who he wants us to be. We use them to love others, and then that builds into the kingdom for the future. But we don't know what that's going to look like.
No, or we don't know how God's going to use that future. Like, you know, people go, oh, I'm good at plants. There are some people who've got green thumbs. There's others who don't.
No, I don't. I don't.
No. And because they have that knowledge and they love looking after plants and agriculture and stuff, then, you know, you have the farmers and you have, because it's not just a plant for looking nice. It's for nutrition. It's for the fruit. It's, you know, it's for the well-being of society.
Yeah.
How God can use all of that for the nourishment that we need in our body, but God uses that to reach people too. You know, if people, as we know, there's so much poverty in the world, and there's no water and there's no food.
Yeah.
And so if there's no food and water, and we go and tell them about the love of Jesus, to show them that the love of Jesus, let's give them food and water for physical needs. Well, if you don't give them the physical needs, I'm not saying they spiritually won't be touched, but then they're gonna die, or they're not going to be feeling like God then looks after me in all areas because I haven't been physically looked after. You know, like, you just don't know what you do that God uses now, but also into the future for people.
I heard a story on the radio a few months ago of a woman who lives in our city who, because we have a homeless challenge at the moment, so many people don't have homes, and so she wanted to make some meals for them. So just in her own home, she would cook some meals and people would either come and pick them up or she would drop them off. And it was only a few meals a day. But now she has people who help her make over 400 meals. I'm not sure if it's a day or a week, so I couldn't say I'd get that wrong. But it has multiplied so much. You can't even do it from her home anymore because it's so big.
Yes.
But all from, I just want to make a few meals.
Yes.
Do you know, like, the what gifting can I do? Provide some hospitality. And I think those gifts that are maybe invisible, or we think are invisible, sometimes we can feel, well, are not gifts themselves. They're just like, but you know, we all have
feel less than someone else. Oh, yeah. They've got greater gifts and abilities. I just don't.
Mm, mm.
And so what can I do for the kingdom of God?
Yeah.
You can do lots.
But God uses every gift that we have. And so I think this, like, the perspective you've given us for this particular story gives us a kingdom perspective of when we use our gifts, when we think that they're ordinary, that God is using it for something in the future.
Yes.
And you also said God uses things for good for all people. So whatever we're trying to do now, God will use for good. I suppose I was thinking, so what does that mean for us now? So in our lives, when we're going through our day, what are we looking for? Are we looking for something? Oh, this is where God wants to use me. Or do we just, you know what, wake up in the morning and say, God, today I'm going to do what you have before me. I'm going to go to work, do the best I can there. I'm going to care for my family. And if someone comes my way, I'll care for them. Do you know what's the perspective that we have each time?
Use what you can. Or like you're saying, you're offering the day of the Lord and say, and even the little gifts that I don't even think are substantial, use for your kingdom, Lord.
Mm.
Even if I can't see the fruit today, may you be planting the seed that I'm planting.
Mm.
May you grow it. And may it be used for your kingdom today, tomorrow, into the future.
Yeah. Made me think of too, like if we think it from us now, many of us would probably have stories that we are the beneficiaries
Of someone
who did something, you know, 30-something years ago. It actually makes me think, just coming to my mind now, of our grandparents who faith-filled people, who sowed into their families, who in 2 to 3 generations' time, even great-grandparents, who I've never met, but because of their faith passed through their family, I'm the beneficiary of that.
You're getting the blessing of it.
That's right. So it's that kind of thinking of whatever I'm sowing into now is going to be generations further that people may be blessed by. So what am I passing on? It is that, you mentioned to me earlier, this legacy of what are we passing on. I think it gives a different perspective of when we wake up each day, what we put our mind to, what we decide to do.
Or how we surrender it all to him and let him choose how he uses it. Because how did someone know that the sycamore tree was going to be used by Jesus, by God, that Zacchaeus would have to climb because he can't see?
And you won't know that.
He's short.
You don't know that.
No.
No.
No. Yeah.
And so that's, I think, that kingdom perspective of God can use this. I don't know what he's going to use it for
or how,
but God can use this for good.
Yeah.
So the weekly challenge, I think, is to just to look for the opportunities where you can be that love to other people. And that it feels like an ordinary thing, but that's where God wants to use us. So we pray that this chat has really blessed you. If you have stories of ways that maybe you're beneficiaries of people who've gone before you.
Yeah, what's happened.
What they've done, please write to us. We would love to hear and to be able to share that with others so that we are all encouraged in our faith. So thanks for this chat. We look forward to chatting with you again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.